Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, they call me Pook. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up be a man, but I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
Welcome to Talk Straight, an online radio format designed to assist Building Families and Communities Institute in reaching a national audience. Our weekly topics focus on real issues confronting families and communities. Yours truly, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, is the host. From time to time, we engage experts and individuals in various disciplines of studies or fields with experience, and you, the listening audience, in provocative conversations. The show serves as a catalyst for sharing relevant information to our online community across the United States of America. All throughout American history, capitalistic wealth has been recognized as the goal of success. In a day and time when many struggle to meet their basic day-to-day needs, the dream of making fast money means instant success and achieving the American dream. Somewhere, something is wrong. If someone were to say to you, "Hey man, we'll give you a chance to make some fast money," the question is it a trap or a treat? We're going to talk about that tonight. We have with us one of our former guests, Brother Casey Clark, a very talented musician out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's going to be on with us. And Pastor Ricky Waller he's our regular panelist, but he's going to come on with us tonight. We're looking forward to him coming on. And we're going to talk from his experiences as well. But you can call us here at 657-383-0944. If you are tapping in or tuning in via Facebook or our feed with the Blog Talk format or platform, please, we'd love to hear your questions or your comments and have your feedback tonight. For our new listeners, we offer a monologue, which is the basis of our conversation throughout the next hour and a half or so, to kind of give you some context for where we're going in our conversation. It's not my intention to be very long with our monologue, because I do want to spend more time with Pastor Waller and our other guests here tonight. But we're talking again from the topic, fast money. Is it a trap or is it a treat? Let's get into it. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 26 reads, "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." So let's break down a few concepts here. Let's talk about fast money. Let's talk about what a trap is and a treat, and then we'll get right into it. Fast money. Money generated through an illegal or unethical enterprise, such as drug dealing, street hustling. Typically a reference to how people with legitimate jobs have to wait until payday, while hustlers get paid every time they bust a move. It also refers to how naturally street smart people, I want to emphasize that, street smart people, you can't be no dummy and make it in the streets, with no formal job training, are sometimes capable of quickly hustling funds up that they would not otherwise have earned over a 2-week period on a job. Now, specifically, gambling is a way that most people figure they can make quick money. Go to the casino, shoot craps on the street, go to a poker table, go to a pool hall, and I'm going to hustle me somebody. I'm that good. I get it like that. And that's how, the quickest way I can make myself some money. Some people believe that ain't no need of you wasting your time going to college or trying to get a trade, because what we do best now is slang drugs, sell them, and distribute them. And ain't nobody going to stop us. Funny thing about it is you're just a low-level street hustler. You're not the man that's bringing in the country. Really, you got to ask yourself, who is getting over? Is it a trick? Is it a trap? Or is it a treat? Stealing. Waiting on others to work hard, to earn a living, and to acquire materials, and lie wait on them to go to sleep and to slip up so you can slip up on them and snatch what they got through the snatch and grab. Always looking over your shoulder, wondering who's coming after me. Is it a trap or is it a treat? Some people think that if I join a gang or group and they got my back, we'll look out for each other, and we'll make our living doing illegal things. We all gonna look out for each other. Is that a trap or a trick? Pimping. Now, this is Talk Straight, so I'm gonna talk straight tonight. Pimping can come in many ways. There are people who pimp females in the streets in the traditional pimp game. I'm a preacher now, I'm a pastor, but I'm going to tell the truth because the truth will make us free. Then there are a lot of people being pimped in the name of religion. Whew. Come on, get with me. The number is 657-383-0944. Get with me. I'm waiting on you. I want to hear from you. Pimping. Playing games with folk heads. Got them out there turning the dollar so that you can benefit from it. Is that a trap or a treat? Now, let me talk a little bit more about this thing, define trap. Let me just try to frame the context or functional meaning of trap. A trap is a device or some sort of enclosure that is designed to catch and to hold something or someone like an animal. Typically, by allowing that person or thing to enter and not be able to get out, or by catching hold of a part of their body or essential parts. It could be a situation in which people lie in wait to make you their subject that they will take advantage of. Trap. Now, there are mental traps. People play games with your mind. They know you're without. They know you're wanting and you're needing. They play games with your mind. There's an economic trap. Man broke. He don't have anything. So you make him work and you cheat him out of his fair wage and honest living because you know he ain't got nothing else. Social trap. Where you live in an environment, a social environment with other people, and you can't never get out of. You're constantly trapped in the economic cycle, a poverty-driven cycle, where you can't do no better for yourself. So you think, is that a trap or a treat? Religious grasp, where you are stuck in some denomination or some position that somebody told you, you got to think this way and live this way in order for you to live and be happy. And if you don't do this, you're going to hell. You feel like you're doing God wrong. That's a trap, or is that a treat? A physical grasp. Somebody is forcing you. And by the way, that's what human trafficking is called. It's modern-day slavery. 152 years now since the institution of chattel slavery was made illegal, outlawed. But today we still got a physical form of slavery through what's known as human trafficking. Now, treat. When you behave toward or deal with people in a certain way that make them feel comfortable with allowing you to come into their personal space, or you give them a gift, something you think they like, in order for them be won, or for you to be won over with their trust, because it seems like you're giving at your own expense. Treat, an event or item that is out of the ordinary. I ain't used to this. You give me all this attention? The question is, of whose benefit is it? Are there strings attached? And why, all of a sudden, do you give me this special attention? So I tell you, come on, let's make some fast money. Is that a trap or a treat? Let me just briefly read from, then we'll get to our panelists. Thanks be to God that I now have a spirit of compassion to stop this snowball effect. My focus is to positively encourage and influence youth today. It is important that they realize the opportunities available to them, the God-given talents. Through this open and honest communication, I want to encourage them not to start experimenting with drugs, alcohol, or anything else can lead them to a path of unrighteousness. Simply trying drugs, even a small amount, is a step towards self-destruction. Even when it is just for fun or to add some excitement to your life or to fit in with peers, whatever the situation, it can quickly become a daily part of your life. Believe that. Proverbs 22:3 says, the sharp man sees the evil and takes cover. The simple goes straight on and gets in trouble. On page 25, the book Still High by Pastor Ricky Waller, there's a young man kneeling down with wads of money laid out on the floor. Looked like he done made himself some fast money. My question tonight, is that a trap or is that a treat? Let me open up the floor and the phone lines to our listening audience. This is Talk Straight, your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Daffrey. Pastor Waller, good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. How you doing, Pastor Daffrey?
Mighty fine, mighty fine, mighty fine. We have the author with us live tonight, and we're grateful to have Pastor Ricky Waller, author, Still High. Give me just a second, Pastor. Let me introduce the rest of our panel here. Casey Clark, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, good morning. Hey, Hey, it's both of them. It's a trick and a trap.
Watch out now. Hold on, KP.
Yes, sir. I'm just warning you where I'm going.
Just hold on.
Yes, sir.
I got Outcast, good evening, sir, and my good friend, Brother Charles from Nashville. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Good.
Great. Good. So let me just, I'm sorry, who was that speaking?
No, I was just saying hello to the brothers as well.
Okay. Sir. All right. If y'all will permit me, gentlemen, I want to give equal time to everybody. But I got Pastor Waller here. He knows a little bit about this thing called traps, and I want to give him an opportunity to expound and expositate on what he's talking about here on page 24 in his book, Still High, which I just read from you. If you look on page 25, this man got all kind of money on the floor. Oh my, Pastor Waller, Casey, I'm gonna get with you in just a second, big brother. Listen, audience, mm-hmm. Call us 657-383-0944. Pastor Waller, talk to me about that. Now, what you mean by that you want to use this communication to encourage folk not to get caught? Talk to me about that.
I mean, yeah, that's really something that's beneficial. You know, I would believe that I wouldn't want to see no one get caught into a trap such as what I was in. And it can be done. So it's a little bit of encouragement to remind them that to be captive by the devil, to do his will, because he has a will. And anyone that gets inside of his will must abide according to the order. And that's what happened when I went into the trap. So, you know, there is a trap. And I know you were talking about on page, I think you were saying something about on page number 24 about the sharp man.
Yeah,
while the simple go straight on and get in trouble. Well, that was me. I was that man, that simple man that went straight on and got in trouble. However, there is a way to escape. I thank God for that. But in the meantime, I mean, not knowing how to escape, the revelation of being captured without knowing, it is a lot of that going on today. So that's why I really was encouraging people as a whole, you know, to let them know about what happened to me. And then I also noticed that you were talking about some things that on page 25, and there was some pictures. And you said something about a man that was kneeled down in a position as if he was shooting craps or something like that.
This cat got all kind of money on the floor.
And those were $100 bills, you know, back when I was a young guy. I remember someone asked me to let them take a picture. You know, it wasn't because I wanted to get you. You know, I was just glad to have the money. But it happened, and so that's the only reason why I had this picture many years later and was able to put it in the book and notice the insanity of it. And how I was captured and twisted and entangled and dealing with the love of money without even knowing that I was in a trap, man. And so I would like to rate, if you will, on that, because it is very, very necessary. And thank you again for asking me, because there's nothing wrong with me having a reminder so I can remember when, man, and know not to go back that route again. Here is, you're talking about a fast-paced lifestyle. Let me explain to you what happened to me. And it didn't happen all at one time, but it's a starting point. You know, and if you notice here on page 26, you know, it's the chapter called Out of Control.
When
it's dealing with fast money, living a fast-paced life, and it's coming in the way it's coming in with me, you know, it was a daily thing. And I heard you talk about people that maybe working maybe a 9-to-5 or, you know, 11 to 12 hours are, but they have to wait 2 weeks to get paid. And there was a song years ago talking about living for the weekend. That's when I parted down. But see, every day was a weekend to me. You know, I didn't have to wait a week. So I understand the devastation of the power of the trap. So let me read this on page 26. It says, I was living a fast-paced lifestyle of immorality, ignorance, and destruction. To keep it real, lost. You see, and that's what it was. You know, I was actually lost and didn't even know it by the power of what was controlling me. And it didn't get any better, man. I mean, when I say it didn't get any better, out of control means that I have no grip at all. Don't have no idea. You see what I'm saying? That I'm addicted to money. See, I grew and I eventually became addicted to money because I was getting it so fast. And I was getting so much, and it was so quick. It happened so fast, man. I mean, I went from a little boy playing in the yard, and all of a sudden I'm running my whole community, man. You know, destroying the community, corrupting my whole community, man. And it was so heavy on me, and people was, you know, was enjoying it, like as if they loved to see what I was doing and what was next, not knowing the misery. Not knowing the misery that I was dealing with. And listen to this, man. On page 27, the latter part of the first paragraph, it says here, I have a money addiction also and didn't even know it. Could you imagine have money addiction
and
not America?
Is that possible to be addicted to money?
A money addiction and didn't know it. Now that's where the setup is. The enemy. Huh. See, my first $15 from selling heroin, you know, was something that was intriguing to me. And the next thing I knew, I had a little bit of it left, and I made $75, man. And point on, the money started flowing. And then I didn't even know what it was. That's when I called it out of control. You know, it made me forget about the athletic ability, you know, the love that I had for sports and the innocence that was within me and all the people who patted themselves after me in the community, man. I mean, they just thought what I was doing was so fascinating, you know. And to talk about it now, it's not something that I'm enjoying.
But I
need to talk about it in order for me to get through this thing, man, because I see the pain in other people right now that they don't even know that they are living that same lifestyle that I left behind. A lot of them are doing it right now. And so I praise God for those who have to escape it. But it's a powerful thing to be addicted to money and don't know it.
I guess.
You know?
I got you.
And I didn't, if you will, Pastor, I'm going to say this. And I didn't know in the Bible that it says, for the love of money is the root of all my evils. I didn't know anything about the Bible then. I just know it was a song saying, for the love of money, what for it. So that's where it is right now. We'll put that out there so far. And,
all right. Well, let me get Brother Clark to respond to that. Casey, you said it's both of them. What, talk to me about that. You said it's a trap and a treat. Talk to me about
Sir, your guest has just explained America. America, too far gone. I'm the person of the talk show down in Nashville who 11 years ago spoke these words, and I still stand on it, my brother and pastor. It's too late for America.
What?
Yes, because, you know, when I stated this in the Bible Belt in Nashville 11 years ago, sir, what did they do? They rode me. They just jumped on me, right? But you are lost if you don't turn around. Like my guest there talking. He's talking, but one, and I thank God that he got away. But, sir, America's ate up with what you just talked about. This country ain't over. Especially our neighborhood. And you can't fix a problem until you admit you got a problem.
Uh-oh.
And my question is to America and to the Bible Belt, how you going to like me now? What are the church doing with the most highest rate of divorce, shootings, and all of this? Where can I run to for help?
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Outcast, you want to hit that, man?
Oh, well, I mean, Casey hit it on the point. Reverend Wally, he hit it on the point. You have to want to turn around, but you have a lot of people that are not willing to turn around because, as Reverend Wally stated, they are addicted to money. Look, listen, I love money. Nothing is wrong with money. I know how to use money. I know how to make money. I know making it illegally, that's a trap. Yeah, you know, I be in that trap, I'm going to get that treat, but eventually I end up in another trap. And perhaps that be the penitentiary, you know, at the end of the day.
Okay.
Now, you know, in my life, you mentioned pimping and things of that nature. When I was 16, I was messing with a girl of 20, you know, which I was messing with a variety of women. But this female here, she asked me, she wanted me to pimp her. You know, I'm 16 years old. Okay, I looked at pimping like this right here. Well, I was burglarizing during that period of time, you know, and I was making good money, you know. I feel like this. Look, I could make more money burglarizing in one night perhaps than you can make in a year selling your body. So I turned it down. I looked around a few years later. Oh, she had a pimp, but I had long left that life behind. You know, I was getting myself together. I was young. I was enjoying what I was doing. You know, it was adrenaline, you know, that was basically moving me more than anything. But I had to get myself together and think and stop. Look, I would much rather work 8, 10, or 12 hours a day, get paid once a week or twice a week. I know that if I get paid once a week or twice a week, I don't have to look over my shoulder, you know, and I hold right there.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I tell you what. As I said, all throughout American history, the focus has been on capitalistic wealth. You know, we look at everybody else, and you see the commercials, you hear the music and the radios and what have you, and you feel like I'm left behind if I don't what. I'm not able to go to the mall, go to the restaurant, and live the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a trap?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a trap?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a treat? If I can't drive a new car, even if you can't afford it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask Charles. But, Charles, you there? Okay. I can't hear him now, but well, let me take this question.
I'm here.
Okay. Charles, man, did you hear what we've been talking about?
Yeah, I have, man. I have.
What hope is there for a young person who is caught up in this trap of fast, easy money? What advice would you give?
Oh man, being young, it's easy to get caught in the trap. Cause first off, it's so much your lifestyle. It's a reality for a young person to adjust to that mindset. Cause to be socially acceptable, you almost have to be forced into that. Cause you got your women around you; they fascinated by it. So it kind of force a young man to go out there and get that. Cause first off, the women like it. And then it's not enough out there to teach a person at that age to how to go about going to get money or what to do with your life at that age. So it's kind of like you're forced into that, but by the time you wake up, it's kind of too late. I mean, you have to be very mature to fall into that trap. I don't know a lot of people, because it's not a trap of doing wrong. It's you're having a good time. It's an easy trap to fall into. You want nice things, but I feel like it's a trap because they don't give other opportunities for a young person to get that type of lifestyle besides going out there doing something in the streets, and there's no other opportunity to get it.
You see what I'm saying? You got to first learn those 20s, you know. It's rough being in your early 20s and teenage years. You know, you want a whole lot of stuff. They glamorize it on TV, so they setting a goal. They setting a standard for a teenager to be successful at a certain age, and it's almost impossible to accumulate that much for everybody to do it.
Right,
they set it out
right
there for little kids to, you know, to strive after. They got, you know, they got young artists out there, 15 is a millionaire, so these kids want to strive. They shoot in the right direction to be somebody, but what they gravitating to is the wrong situation.
Got you. Okay. Listen, I want to address this gentleman from old school and new school. Okay. I'm going to start with new school within the last 10, 15 years, and then I'm going to go back to Pastor Waller and Casey and Outkast Day, and we're gonna come from it that way, okay? But let me start with young folks first. And, gentlemen, I want y'all to be ready to be totally honest and selfish with me now. Don't hold no punches, Casey. You hear me? Don't hold no punches.
Okay, wait,
give
bro.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
I'm listening to music. See that? That's the most dangerous thing in America nowadays. Because guess what the music going to? Our children's. And I play music. Music can be very brainwashing.
Okay. Well, see, you talking about the young people now. I'm going to play some of y'all old folks stuff in just a minute. I'm going to get
all right.
Old people. See, you talking about the young people now, Charles. He's getting on the young folks. What about them old cats out there trying to... They got that same mindset, see?
Oh,
is that right, Pastor Waller?
They have the same mindset, man. I mean, when you talk, it don't buy none. It don't buy young and neither old, you know. I mean, curious, man. I like the true part about the, you know, the street life. It's a style of living, man, and that's just the way it is. And some people are not made up for it, and some people are. But if you get into the trap, whether you're made up for it or not, you're going
right
to be captured by the street
okay
life and that. And we had put emphasis on that earlier from hearing you reading, you know, about the devil set the trap, you know, and that's the thing, you said, and that you may come to your senses and escape the snare, the trap of the devil, having been taken
right
captive by him to do his will. He has a will, and if he can lure one into his will and they don't know it, it's going to look attractive. I mean, because that's what happened to me. So I understand that the world has such a way of presenting things to you, and whether you fall trap or run into the trap or slip up, however you get into the trap, once you get into it, there's a certain thing that's called order. And most, from my experience, that got caught in the trap, they fell into the order. And it's designed. It's definitely designed. If it wasn't designed, it wouldn't be no need in trying to escape it.
Wow.
Because nobody would be in the trap. But since the word of God says that we may come to our senses, meaning that it can be put into perspective if you know the trap, like a warning, if you will. Notice here that it says something like, this book is divinely guided and serves as a warning to those that are being influenced.
Pastor, hold that thought. I don't mean to be rude. Casey posed a question earlier, Brother Clark. He says, what is the church doing? Casey, that's a good question. It's very important because when you think about it, this is the principle that if don't nobody else teach it, the church ought to teach to the young and the old, and that is don't get caught in the game or that fast money trap because you think it's a treat, but it ain't. Go ahead, Pastor, expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. That's if the church know about the trap. I mean, if the church don't know anything about the trap.
Wait a minute. Sure, the house of God know about this, then.
You would think so. I mean, it's appropriate to believe that, and I'm a firm believer that it should be inside the building because they have the number one thing inside the building, whether they're using it or not, they have it in there. And, you know, there's a saying that I knew about years ago, if people can have it, then they need it, then they need it and they don't have it. You see?
Wow.
So they put it in there, which got some great information in it. You know, so we're utilizing it. And one of the most profound messages in there, it says go out into the world and preach the gospel to any creature.
Pastor.
That's all. I want you to hear this right here. Now, this we're talking about order right now. And listen to the instruction that I'm about to share with you to let you know there is a way to escape. See, this is what I like about it. That there is hope. There's a way to escape. And that means that whatever the enemy is putting out there, he don't have the power that the Almighty God has. And the word of God said there's too hard for God. You see, when I found out that, that's the only reason why I stepped outside of the building to go out there and to expose the enemy. Because if nobody has the information, you cannot do any good by just talking.
That's right. That's
action. It's time for action, man. And when I say action, this is one of the most important times of my life, man, is to recognize how grateful I am to know that I escaped the trap because it was in it.
I
know a lot about the trap. I decided to just share it with people so they won't fall off into the trap. But I wonder how many people have purchased this book and know about it. You see what I'm saying? In other words, some people may know about the book and don't even care to get one because they may not think it's good. You see what I'm saying? But let's just say if everybody that you knew.
1 second, Casey.
The book and started spreading it around just like they spread the marijuana, the cocaine, the heroin, and all these other things, how it get out there. It gets out there by other people telling somebody, hey, they got the fire over there. It's the good stuff over there. You know what I mean? And things like that. You know what I'm saying? But who's really concerned? See, there's a lot of talk going on, man, in life. And I think, you know, this book been out since 2013, okay? And I'll tell you right now, brother, I know the enemy should be clapping his hands, saying, I'm so glad that people are really not getting this book because he messed around and started doing his own drugs.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we were learning how to and don't have to get high anymore. This book is entitled Still High, meaning that
Still
you don't
high.
Even have to. You see what I'm saying? And if you're in it, it'll teach you how to escape. Oh, man. I mean, what more information can you give a person by way of being rude to? Because I'm willing. I've done my part. You know?
All right. Hold 1 second. Casey want to get with you. Go ahead, Casey.
Let me talk to the town of America. And y'all know. You can come up under the table and hold on, because here we go for a ride. America don't want change. Pastor and the speaker that just spoke, you're telling the truth. But what is it, the old saying, we won the battle, but we're losing the war. Let me tell you, I've been black a long time. They say that the white man brought it to our neighborhood, and that... But look here, I've been around music for 45 years, Jimi Hendrix was my idol. I don't mind telling you. And, you know, that was the drug era. But that never approached me. I've always been smart enough to play this. If it were wrong, I would not take part in it. But you know what? Also, young brothers and sisters, we are weak. You know what? If you pay $110 for a tennis shoe, you already lost people. And you know what? Let me wait, y'all.
Go ahead.
You know what? We'll talk black for a second. Now, come out on the table. Okay, you'll pay $100, $200 for a pair of tennis shoes and put $5 in the church tray and ask them, hey, bring me three ones back. You're lost, America. And I can prove it.
Okay.
Hello, truth.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, Outkast, come on, give me some.
All right, I'm going to go back to Reverend Waller. You know, he's hitting points. Now, he mentioned, you know, the warning. You have ones on cigarettes, vitamins, and every wrong thing. I understand this right now. You know, like I said, I was a burglar, you know, in my younger days. And I was good at what I did. I wasn't breaking into neighborhood houses and things in that nature. I was hitting places of businesses. You know, things come with a warning. Now, listen to this, Reverend Waller. It comes with a warning. Now, you know about this smash and grab, right? Let me explain this. If I was walking down the street at a certain time of night and I came across a jewelry shop with just that plate of wonder, I had my sludge hammer. Boom, boom, bam. I'm snatching. I'm grabbing. I'm going. But, you know, as I kept doing that, I started thinking, look, man, you could seriously hurt yourself on that glass. Why don't you get yourself together, find yourself something better to do? I mean, I was even going up on the roof, going through the roofs.
Wow.
And again, those were the warning signs. But see, I just didn't stop there. I didn't stop basically until I went to the penitentiary. This is actually when I stopped. But I agree with Reverend Waller, and I agree with everything that Casey said. Casey, you're correct.
Sir.
Listen to this. White men are not the only ones bring dope in this country. The Hispanics, the Mexicans bring dope in this country. You know,
I agree.
Blacks have brought opium into this country, had it transported into this country. Yeah, the white man had a means of transportation, you know, coming from places, you know, that heroin and things of that nature come from, but you got it coming from straight across that border, and the Mexicans are bringing in. This is the thing about America. America need to wake up on this. Blaming a white man for everything that come in this country. I understand that they are dumbed down and they sit around and listen to people talking in the environment, blaming the white man. I don't blame the white man for nothing. I don't blame no man for nothing. I hold myself accountable for what go on with me. It's always a blame game, you know? I mean, you take a young man 30 years old, he's sitting up talking about I'm hungry. Mama won't fix nothing to eat. You're a grown man. First off, what time of day is it? Is it the afternoon or the evening? I mean, it's the afternoon.
Right.
You should be out on the job somewhere. And I hold it. Thank you, Reverend Waller.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You let him go.
Well, y'all throwing them blows now, baby.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is Casey. Can I put this right here?
Go ahead.
I want to say it there because, like he just said, that's what we want to blame. Because I feel just like he do. I know the reason why we did. Because we are full of excuses. We want to blame somebody else. The reason why I told you about my music, ain't nobody been around no more drugs than I have, but I didn't do them.
I see. Okay. Gentlemen, the point of this talk show is to be instructional in nature. And my friend Charles, he has been really pushing me to work hard to bring some account to this thing. Now, Outkast,
I've been looking for you, Outkast. I was wondering who broke in my house. I've been looking for you, man.
Hello, wrong number.
so you brought one perspective to Fast Money, the trap. Pastor Waller beautifully brought a perspective to the mindset, having a whole lot of cash and money, what have you, through trap. Casey has brought his experience as well. Here's our challenge, gentlemen. Here's our challenge. Now, I grew up in the housing projects of Chicago, and I'm going to tell you, like Langston Hughes said, life ain't been no crystal stair, right? And every chance you get to get something, you know, that was the environment. How do we, when we get ready, if today, gentlemen, we got a UPS truck and all six of us just roll around snatching up little young cats, Charles, what do we do with them when we catch them?
Oh, man. I honestly know, man, because it's so powerful, man. That music and stuff, and it is a real life for a lot of kids out there. I mean, because, you know, you got to really go back in your mind when you was at that age. I mean, for real, and really think about, you know, if you can't find an influence your own age or the peer 5 years older than you, if they doing it, then it's almost like setting stone. That's what I need to be doing. I mean, how do you change that?
Right. That's a good point. Listen, the number is 657-383-0944. If you're listening, you want to ask a question or give your comment, we'll be happy to hear you. This is Salt Straight, your host, Reverend Doctor. And we got Pastor Waller on tonight as our featured guest, as well as Brother Casey Clark, a musician out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Let me listen to this young cat right here, Casey, and talk to him and respond to him. Listen to this young cat right here and respond to him. Pastor Waller, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Casey, all right, listen to this cat and respond to him right here. Listen to what he said. I'm on the block, and I'm just hanging around. I'm looking good because I got everybody else bringing my money to me. I'm still fly, though. Anything wrong with me living life like that, getting it the way I live?
Yes, because wrong is still wrong.
Hmm.
And you know what? And we can't make up excuses because we know when we're wrong, brother. But we're so brainwashed to we love wrong. That's why we're in the trouble we're in.
We love wrong.
But you can't say we don't know.
Okay.
Right.
You'd be lying if you did, huh?
Thank you.
Pastor Wallace.
Yes, sir.
How dumb
was that?
How dumb was that? He got you, man. He got you.
And he got me, brother. And I was just thinking of that particular chapter, and you laid it down, brother. And you didn't know that question was a legitimate question that people used to ask me. And when you read that, you know, you said, real plain. You made it real simple. Now, I mean, if a person heard that, now me being a pretty good athlete, and people asking me these questions, I remember it just as well. You know, Ricky, you know, what college are you going to? Or who are you? And I said, my answer was the same. College. Why would I take a chance on going to college and breaking my ankle? Making more money now than I would going to somebody's college. And then I wrote the book. How dumb does that sound? I want you to listen to how dumb it sounds, because I know he really got me. I didn't know him then. The word said that the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. And I was that person that allowed him to devour me. The power of what he presented to me was stronger than going to college. And I was always making money in high school. I was wealthy for a young brother even when I was in high school. But listen to this part right here. I used to joke with my kids. I got more $100 bills than Van Camp and Fulton did. You know, out of control I was, man. You know, before the day you pull out of a can, I have $100. I was told it was a reasonable thing to compare the money I had with beans in a can.
Wow.
But listen to this. I was actually at the point in my life where if I would have made just a few good decisions, I probably could have turned things around. But instead, I was heading for destruction. In other words, the trap was so strong that many people didn't get sin. Praise God that they didn't. But I did, and it was so strong and effective that I was heading for destruction, man, like a state of no return.
Yes.
Out of my mouth, you drugs for the rest of my life, man.
Okay.
But that was the
now,
and that's the power of the trap. So, you know, amazing.
Now, Brother Pastor,
yes, sir.
You know that there are some young people, not just males, but some females too, sadly to say, who have the same mentality. Why would I go to college? Why would I work on somebody's job? Why would I strive toward a career goal or a skill when I can make fast money right now? Every time I turn a trick, I'm gonna make a dollar. Now you want me to do what? You want me to do what?
Yeah.
Don't subject myself to somebody? This is where
today. That's why if we don't change, we're through, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
America's ate up with that fellas, as you just said.
Yeah.
And it's not getting any better.
You know what the real problem is, Casey?
What's that?
One second. Hold your thought, Pastor Wallace. The real problem, Casey, is Dockery. And everybody like Dockery that don't stop young people who have potential, sir, to do great things. They got potential, man, to turn this world upside down. But ain't nobody stopped to tell them, baby, you in a trap, and it ain't no treat. We the problem
if
we don't do that.
Yeah, amen.
And that's the thing that I'm talking about right now. You know, when I speak that, when I'm putting that right back out there with emphasis on it, to let people know that the trap is that powerful, and if you don't know anything about the trap, you can't warn no one. But if you know something about the trap and then you warn people, they may take heed. You see what I'm saying? So,
sure.
And you have to live by example. You have to live by example, though. You have to be the example that it takes for a person to say, oh, well, okay, now he's talking that talk, but is he walking it?
That's right.
See, when the people out there in the streets are crying out and they look around and they don't see nobody out there who's talking that talk, maybe they feel like they must be in a trap also, because nobody's coming out here hearing them cry. We're crying
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
Somebody help me. You know what I mean? And that's
You're
what
right.
the action is. They're walking in. They don't have any shame in their game. They're out there crying out. There's no shame in that. They're crying. It don't make no difference what they're doing out there. Believe me, that's a sign of a person crying. You know
right.
what I mean? Saying, help somebody, please help me.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
What is going on, man? And I think it's okay. sad. And I'm going to leave it at that as I say this here. I think it's really sad that one would have the information and then withhold it from the people who deserve it. Because the Bible does say no good thing would he withhold from those who walk upright.
That's true.
So I want to know who's walking upright in the church.
Uh-oh. Pastor Doc, how many times have I talked to you about that?
They're going to have the information they're going to have the information to take out to the streets because they're walking uprightly. That become a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
In other words, everybody's gonna be on drugs. Everybody's not have not been on drugs. So don't play like you've been on drugs. But if you have been on drugs and you know power of the drugs and how you was, and then you escaped it, and all you got to do is consider yourself being still out there. Man, if I was still out there, somebody else has gotten free, I would want them to come tell me how to get free, how to escape.
Right.
And
yes,
that's
yes.
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to use 1 in the morning, man. You know what I mean? Seeing hurting people crying out, planting seeds,
sure.
you know, believing, trusting, leaning and depending upon God that some of these people will get free, man.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Casey, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, until we come out of these walls, and like my brother there saying, boy, we sure can talk a good game, but I know where the problem is at. See, I have this much faith in my God, and even America, believe it or not. I could change America tomorrow. But like he's saying, you got to want the change. And
right.
this stuff that we're dealing with, anything to control your mind, Hitler controls those people's mind.
Sure.
See?
Sure.
Mind is a dangerous, terrible thing to waste, and I think 70% of us have wasted it, you all. And that's a terrible number.
Well, so here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's the bad part, but here's the good news. Today provides us an opportunity to change that which is need to be changed. That's the good news. That's good news. Today is the day of our salvation. Now, interestingly enough, Outcast, T.I. and his generation talked about cars and clothes and riding on 24s. Now listen to what they were doing 40 years ago. Listen to the mindset 40 years ago.
Okay.
Thank you.
whole lot was going on 110th Street, wasn't it? Look here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll speak when you finish. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, check this question out. This was a good friend of mine, and he's somebody real close. Y'all may know him. He asked me this question, and I've been pontificating it ever since. I'm going to get to you, Outcast. He says, if you make a right turn, but you take that turn takes you in the wrong direction, is it a right turn? Go ahead, Outcast.
Okay, I like that song. I just listen to that song a whole lot. But back during that period of time, you know, I do understand that 110th Street, you know, there was a song, and it went with the movie 110th Street. I don't like to make statements of ignorance, but I'm quite sure there was some people, some young men and young women around 110th Street did not partake in what was sang a song about and what the movie was about. Negativity, you know, people tend to grab to negativity better than they do, you know,
yes.
Positivity. Well, you
Amen.
Know, negative and positive. People like
okay.
people like a negative thing rather than positive thing.
That's right.
You mentioned T.I. You mentioned T.I. Let me go back to 50 Cent for a minute. 50 Cent,
okay.
he would get on stage, no shirt on, pants down his butt, sing his little rap song. As soon as he leave, he go in the dressing room and put that probably $2,000 or $3,000 three-piece suit on his hat and stroll on out. He's catering to
okay.
a base.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That base, you have different types of bases. You have different types of functions that young people and old people get in. You got the whites, you know, most of them, they get into the God, or they got to have black fingernail, blacks and things of that nature. It's a trend. But the thing is this, come to reality. Come to the positive side
sure.
of it. You know, I understand you mentioned Charles. You know, he wants something to happen and happen quick, but nothing happens overnight. You know, I mean, we're all on this phone talking now, and I'm quite sure Reverend Waller, you know, as well as yourself, you, Reverend Doctor, you have this show. You know, this show is mm-hmm. open. You know, you can various people can tell people to listen, call in, or whatever. Some may listen,
sure.
some may call in, some may not listen,
sure.
but. The thing is this, you have a lot of organizations out here. You have people on the ground fighting every day. And I appreciate
okay.
you, Reverend Doctor, and I appreciate you, Reverend Waller, and I hold right there.
Okay. I introduced Bobby Womack and parlayed him to T.I. because T.I. spoke about what was a mindset for a generation of people, as did Bobby Womack. About 110th Street. You're right. Everybody don't drive around looking at cars and clothes and 24s, but there are some who do. And those are the ones, when you look at all the data and the statistics, those are the ones who don't do well in school, who drop out, who wind up going to either prison or to the grave. Those who cause harm and destruction on their own neighborhood and their subculture. So this is why we must focus our attention, Casey, on those individuals. Yeah, we could do it, talk about those that are doing well, and we can give them credit. Yes, we want to do that. We want to raise them up. We want to encourage them. But guess what? At the bottom of the barrel,
thank you.
There's a gem waiting to be pulled out.
That's right.
I said at the bottom of the barrel now. At the bottom mm-hmm. of the barrel.
That's a true
box. There is some value that needs to be extracted out, cleaned off, and given to the world.
Pastor, do we really want change? Because all of us ought to be furious enough to hit the streets and come together with love and make a change. We know what shape we're in, but it keeps going on and on and on. Where are this is my next song. Where are the good people at that you all talk about?
So, Casey, let me bring that question back to you. By the way, Casey was the author of that question that I posed most recently. If you make a right turn, and that turn takes you in the wrong direction, have you made a right turn? What about that, Pastor Wallace? What about that, Pastor Wallace? Help Casey and I real quick.
I mean, you go up to the stop sign and it tells you to turn right. I mean, that's a right turn, however you fix it. But was it the legitimate turn to get you where you're going? It may be a different thing right there. But it says right turn. You know, if it says right turn only, you turn right. You did what was right concerning what the sign said. But, you know, you're supposed to be somewhere else according to where you were supposed to be heading. But the sign said, you know, right turn, and you made the right turn. But listen to instructions. I like that because when given instructions, when the person who's walking uprightly has been given instructions, you know, the Word of God says, give instruction to a wise man, he will become yet wiser. And then it says, just man, and he'll increase in his learning. So it's a lot of things to do, but who's willing to learn and who's willing to be taught?
That's right.
And I said just a moment ago, you know, and I wanted to actually, you know, share this because I'm looking at the situation as a whole, and I realize the power of darkness. You know, there's a lifestyle, and darkness is one. And there's another life, which is the light. And that's just the way it is. Which one will you choose? Now, the trap doesn't look like a trap. You know, and when a person dress up, I'm going to tell you what kind of person that was in the song about the 110th Street. See, the sharp man seen the evil, even though they look sharp on the outside. But the real sharp man was caught in the trap because he was sharp, or she was sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But the was in trouble. See, that was me. I was the simple. I went straight on and ran into the trap. And then that's when trouble began. You see what I'm saying? So I like that the way he, because there's so many people, man, that has went into the trap as a result of what it looked like. And you know, you walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're sharp, you're not going to fall for what it looked like. But I was dressed up on the outside, but I wasn't sharp at all. You see what I'm saying? And the ones that thought wasn't so sharp on the outside, man, I looked at them years later. I said, man, that's who was really sharp. They didn't get caught up into the street life. They didn't get caught up into the trap.
That's right, yeah.
I came to my
right.
You sharp, you know?
Right.
And I'm grateful to know that, man. There are some sharp people that's in society that's living life and enjoying life without getting caught in the trap. However, that who have gone home and got into that trap, man, and enjoyed it at the beginning. Because it didn't seem like a trap. It didn't feel like a trap. No one said it was a trap. It felt really interesting. But along the way, man, it was a cry that came on, and I had to cry for help, brother, to get me out of that. You know? Just go ahead.
Pastor, I was recently, a couple of months ago, when I was running a political campaign, I was in front of a state senator. I mean, not senator, representative, House of Representatives. And I made the comment before the group that was there that what we have to do is we have to cut excuses for our young people, and we have to be very deliberate and focused about the expected behavior we want from them. Well, the elected official jumps up and says, well, no, you know, because every kid's going to do bad. Every kid's going to do bad. And we just got to encourage them. I want to know something. Why must a child get caught in the trap? Or must they get caught in
the trap? Amen. That's an excuse. That's a cop-out and excuse. That's why we're in the shape we're in today.
So
they even tell me
they don't have
nobody's perfect. See, that's a cop out.
Casey, are you suggesting that it's not necessary for a young person to get caught in a trap? Is that what you're saying?
I'm living proof of it, brother.
What?
I grew up. I was young at one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
What
okay.
I tell you, Primus, go about so, mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because at
so,
one time, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Because at one time, the family that we looked up and respected was the preacher and his family. Then about 25 years ago on a Saturday morning talk show here in Nashville, it was stated from preachers to preachers how their family and homes are crashing. That was 25 years ago. And I don't think it's gotten much better. We got to call this thing as it is. We can't keep sugarcoating it. We know anything is possible, but I stand on this. It's not possible enough.
Right.
Hello? That's all the problem I have.
Go ahead, Alcat.
Yes, I would say prevention, you know. Catch them, you know, starting when they're young. You never too young to learn. But I would say if you can prevent, you know, the youth from falling in traps, I would take prevention. Would you agree?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Outcast, I believe,
yes.
I'm foolish enough to believe the word of God in Proverbs when it said train up.
Watch this.
It used an article in the English language, article. In the way, in other words, ain't but one way that he should go. And it goes on further to say, when he gets old, he will not depart from it. See, I'm foolish enough to believe that.
You're not foolish enough to believe that. No, you're wise enough to believe that.
Well, here's
That's
the catch, Alcat. Here's the catch, though, gentlemen. What we're doing is perhaps we're making a right turn, and it's taking us down the wrong street. Yes, it's a right turn, but it ain't the street you should be. You should be going left. Help me, Holy.
That's right.
See, that's the problem. What we don't know is we're making a right turn down the wrong street. We think because it's
you know what
right
else?
Turn. What's that, Ken?
And a lot of times a shortcut is not the right way.
Help. Watch it, Casey. Watch it now. See, listen, Casey. Listen at yourself, Casey. Do you know what a hustle is, Casey?
Uh-oh, shortcut. Shortcut.
Casey,
y'all ain't right.
Let me show you something. Stay with me. Just one second. The nature of a hustle is to move swiftly toward a decision without giving you a chance to process it or to weigh it out, pros or cons, good or bad. That's the nature of a hustle. And when you decide, I don't want to go through the necessary steps to build something, I don't want to work towards them, I want mine fast and easy right now, you're going right into a trap.
Yes. Pastor, here's what the trap is, too, and this was terrible. You know those dealers, as we talk about today, and those guys are smart enough to win the White House if they would only use their mind in another direction.
Uh-oh.
Hello, truth. Did anybody believe that?
Uh-oh.
That is. That's good.
Well, that makes sense to me, Casey.
Because a hustler, you can't stop a hustler if he's in the hustling in the right way. You can't keep him down.
Casey, if we can take the hustler's mind and give them principles of truth and righteousness, they would be dangerous.
Yes, sir.
They would be dangerous.
Yes,
sir. See, we got a lot
of you can't be a hustler. You can't be the man who says, I'm going to do this, and no one's going to stop me.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right. Right.
Hello,
now,
God.
Watch this, Casey. When you get a young cat who all they know is street life, what they learn to do is hustle in the street. If you can take him outside of that environment and show them how to use those same skill sets.
Yes, sir.
The same skill set. But
yes,
you apply them to principle and protocol. Man, LaShawn can take over the world. He can take over. What about that, y'all? He's coming to it. Outcast, what about that, man?
Well, I would agree with it, but
you know, under certain circumstances, the way that the environment is out there, you've got some hustlers that are educated. You have some hustlers that are not educated. So those that are uneducated, this is where the teaching process come in at. Even the ones that are educated, you got hustlers in college, which you do realize.
That's true.
They're still moving on to pursue a career in another aspect. Now, going back to what Casey's talking about, you do have hustlers in the White House, and you have educated hustlers, I mean, in your government. They're there, you know, so don't put this up. I mean, those are good points, but this is what they are, you know, in a sense that and they're hustlers. They have a gift of gab. You
that's
know?
Right.
I mean, they'll tell you a lie, and they dressed up and make it look like it's true. Your hustlers are there.
Don't feel like that.
Man.
Don't feel like that.
I didn't mean to mess up y'all party.
No. Pastor Waller.
My goodness, yes, sir.
Man, y'all messing up my whole world today. Can I ask you a question, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything, and if so, what is wrong with making a fast dollar?
Well, man, I'm thankful that you brought that back up because that's very important about the fast-paced lifestyle, man. I mean, is anything wrong with making some fast money? It's nothing wrong with being rich. You know,
okay.
The Bible says
okay.
It's giving us all these things richly to enjoy. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing to know. But some have strayed away from their faith. And
oh, yeah.
The trap. You see?
That's true.
The motives are not the same as they once was. And your motive is not the same, that's when, you know, you go down a fast-paced route that you probably wouldn't appreciate. For instance, again, I put emphasis on that. I didn't know God, so I wasn't pretending like I was living godly or that I was in church. I didn't do that. But what I will say is that when I was in the fast lane, living that fast-paced life, man, it wore me down. I mean, one of the most miserable lifestyles I ever experienced in my life, and I just don't want a second round. So I do have compassion on the people who are out there in the fast lane because the trap does not remind them that you're in the fast lane, and it's a trap. It's not going to tell you that, you see?
Right.
So it helps me to appreciate and to understand that it took me to get to this point. I'm going to share it with you because it's important. After I was so out of control and I talked about all the money that I had and, you know what I mean, and $100 bills and, you know, all that, man, and it just recalling about that, man, it's weighing on me right now just the thought of it because I can see people now that's worse off than I was, man, with it because they're getting so much more money. There's some people that don't tell you how much money you're getting off of this stuff that's corrupting our communities. You know what I mean? And if they drop bales of it up in here, we still don't have to use it if we know the trap. You know what I mean?
Hello.
If we don't know, then we're going to fall off into it for most people would do that. But listen to what happened to me, though, man. In I decided that it was time for me to cry for help. That's what happened to me, man. It was desperation, man. I mean, I was in way too deep, you see, and I couldn't get my – when you're in a fast pace, you're going so fast you can't stop. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter about how unique my hustle was. I was going nowhere fast, but I was going at it so fast, man, that I didn't realize that I wasn't going nowhere quick, fast, and in a hurry, just spinning my wheels.
Oh,
and the insanity made me feel like I was living life, man. But that was a miserable life, brother. You know, and I went on and called for help, man, and I poured out my complaint unto the Lord, and he heard me. I told him all about my trouble, and he allowed me to just trust him, you know. And one day he delivered me, man, and I just appreciate him doing that for me.
Oh, yeah.
I really I said honestly, man, he really, really proved it to me that he had the kind of compassion on a lost individual because he knew that I didn't start out by saying I'm going to get rich. I started out just thinking it was having fun, man. And that's the power of the trap. It lures people in, hustling, getting money, whatever they're doing, going buying them an outfit, sneakers, a suit, a shirt, a car, whatever they're getting. Some start out so innocent because they don't think there's nothing wrong with hustling, you know. I didn't know I was going to get penalized, sent, get locked up, and all that kind of stuff. It's terrible, man. It's terrible.
Right. Okay. Let me take a moment before the show is over with to tell our listening audience and those that will listen after tonight, after it's recorded, the book that we've been talking about, Still High, by Pastor Ricky Waller. And let me just say that Pastor Waller has agreed, he didn't have to do that, but he's agreed to work with Building Families and Communities Institute to get this lecture series out. And to that end, he has offered to use his book as not only an instructional tool, but a tool to help with funding. And so every time you get one of his books, he makes a contribution to BFC Institute. You can go to our website at www.bfcinstitute.com, click on the Contact Us tab, and go to the back store, and you'll find that book there. You'll find that book there. When you make your contribution, we will have your information, and we will get it to you. And you can give us a call, and we can make other arrangements if we need to. But there are some other things on that page as well. We have the official lecture flipbook for the African-American male lecture that we have dealing with the hostility that young males seem to display all over America. Just saw young cat get killed here in Nashville, and it was terrible, man. It was terrible. But those are the type of things that, Lord be our help, we will address and try to bring some resolution to. Having said that, we got about 7 minutes. Casey?
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes, sir.
You for joining us. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Anytime, anytime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give us a few words before we get out of here, and we'll work ourselves down and out here.
All right. If you have told the truth, and the truth don't grow, throw it somewhere else. Hello, America. If you don't want the truth, don't act. And when you're on your way to church Sunday, are you on your way to church to show your clothes off or hear the latest gossip? Are you speeding there to hear the word of God? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
All right.
Appreciate you, brother. That's going to be in my book.
Thank you. Okay. All
yes,
right,
sir.
All right. Outcast, you got a final word for us?
Well, all I can say is life get a test. You learn the lesson later. And Reverend Waller, you know, he learned his lesson. And, you know, I'm glad he's helped, you know, survived, you know, to write his book. I'm glad he didn't end up in the penitentiary doing a lot of time. God was calling him all the time. He came on in. That's all I have to say.
Praise God. Charles, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello, Charles? Okay, you got a final word for us, big brother, before we leave?
just don't put all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, you can't fall right to the truth. Because you might just get old enough to, you know, where you realize that it is a trap. And then what you going to do if you got the background and all that messed up? Just be cautious about what you're putting all your eggs in one basket. You know, you might just get old and you might live. Then what you going to do in life? Think about that.
Hey, can I give y'all a real quick one?
Go ahead.
When the luck was the last time you shouted in church, pause, bring the offering tray, here's my tithe and offering.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Y'all go enjoy my book.
I'm looking forward to it, Casey. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. We got about 4 minutes. Pastor Waller, wrap us up here, sir. And then we're going to listen to the OJs and let them tell us about what money will do to you. Pastor Waller, wrap us up here.
Yeah, man, I want to thank Brother Outcast, Brother Casey, and also my brother Charles, I want to thank all of you, man, for sitting in and opening up and sharing, you know, just a taste of good news, man. We need more of it.
Yes,
right.
And Pastor Dr. Jada also, man, and what you're doing, and, you know, you're doing a fantastic job, I must admit.
Oh, yes.
To recall and to go back like that tonight, man, you know, to take a look at what it once upon a time was for me, it made me appreciate it even more, sharing a little bit of it. You know, sometimes I don't want to talk about it, but I think it's only fair. And, you know, I've been encouraged tonight, and I just want to thank the brothers, you know, for letting me know that, because escaping a trap, man, you know, you don't want to keep it to yourself once you learn how to escape. And it's always good to tell others that they, too, can escape the trap if they happen to be in it.
Yes, amen.
I just want to be encouraged. Thank God
Praise
for you.
God.
Yes,
the word of God
yes.
said, the word of God said, do not become weary in your well-doing.
Yeah.
For if you faint not, you shall receive a reward. It gets rough sometimes, brother. And sometimes it makes you want to shake your head. But don't get weary in your well-doing. Let's stay on the battlefield. This is
That's
Talk
good.
Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We're coming back next Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. sharp, with another topic of Talk Straight here. Thanks all of you that have tuned in from Facebook, that have tuned in from the blog talk feature, as well as our gentlemen tonight and those that are listening and those who will listen later. Give us a call, 615-498-4669. Go to our website, www.dfcinstitute.com. Learn about us, support us, and we'll be back next Thursday. I want to leave with the OJs. They'll tell you what money will do to you. And meet us back at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp Thursday, the 31st of August.